I'm at a restaurant where the food is being served by the farmers who produce the core ingredients. So it's a tapas-style menu, and tonight I'm eating lamb cutlets with tzatziki, a pork chorizo risotto, and seared porterhouse steak sliders. There's also venison chipolatas on the menu, produced by Michael and Jill Valla from Coonawarra in South Gippsland.
Every one of those farmers have been so proud of the product they produce because they're with it from the day it's born. And they hold its little paw until the day it's on the plate. And even though that sounds harsh, if you really care about your product, it makes a real difference to how it tastes. And people respond to it. People want to know where their food comes from. They want to know who made it. They want to know that they did the right thing by the animal, and they want to feel good about eating it. And they want it to taste good when they do. So it's win-win for everybody.
This dinner is an official graduation for 11 farm businesses that are now officially accredited under the Australian Land Management Group. They've had an auditor come to their properties to view their environmental and animal welfare practices. Jenny O'Sullivan from the South Gippsland Landcare Network says this program, funded by a federal government grant, has helped people develop their farms.
They have a program called Certified Land Management. It's aligned with ISO 14001, which is an environmental management system. And they came out in April, and the producers went through the training there, and they've been very busy putting their plans into practice. And we've just had the auditor out this week looking at them.
I mean, environmental sustainability, it's sort of thrown around on a lot of brands these days. What does it actually mean on the ground for farmers who are participants in this program?
Well, these farmers have had to look at every activity they do on their farm and really consider what aspects of those activities impact on the environment, and then what can they actually do to minimise the impact of that. So they've actually gone through systematically everything they do on the farm, and then they've developed procedures to manage that, or if it's something that actually needs action, they've developed action plans to address that.
I'm Daniel Bright from Amber Creek Farm at Fish Creek.
And introduce us to your business.
So we raise Wessex saddlebacks and large white pigs on pasture, and we've developed a system that regenerates and looks after the soil.
Why are you involved in the Australian Land Management Program?
Lots of reasons, but probably the big one is we wanted to be able to monitor and sort of record, you know, like our starting point and record improvements and stuff like that, and also document things much better.
And what are the benefits in the end? Is it more about the marketing?
A bit. It shows our customers and employees and visitors to the farm, and you know, like other agencies and stuff, like the CMA and Landcare and that we're really serious about environmental management, and we're serious about being good farmers.